The first book is called Where Do You Go, Bernadette? And it's by an author called Maria Semple. It's quite an unusual book in many ways, not least the cover. It's a very striking illustration on the cover of a woman's face with bold sunglasses and a yellow headscarf. So it's quite striking in that respect. And the book itself is in quite an unusual format as well. It's set in Seattle, America. And Bernadette, we're told, was a hugely creative architect with innovative ideas and dazzling potential, and she leaves her work to run the family home. She pours her life into raising her child, who's a daughter called Bee, who's about 15. But in doing so, she loses her own sense of identity in the process. She becomes agoraphobic and incapable of completing the most basic task. And in fact, she secretly contracts a distant agency in India, a virtual agency, to organize her life for her. And unwittingly then, in her naivety, becomes a victim of identity fraud. So that's by the by. Ultimately, Bernadette seems unable to cope with anything. And so she decides, strangely, to go on a trip to the South Pole, and she never comes back.
Mm.
So Bee and her father at first try to find her, and then they try to rebuild their lives without her. So that's it in
Ooh,
a nutshell. However, the story is told from the perspective of Bee, the daughter. She tells the story through texts, letters, phone transcripts, emails, instant messaging, all these documents that she's supposedly compiled after her mother has disappeared as she's trying to find out what happened to her mother. And though this format does sound as though the book could be quite tiresome, because I don't really like reading books generally that are written as letters, it actually is so well done, and there's such a pace in the narrative that you really can't put it down. And actually, these devices mean that you just keep turning the pages. They're sort of quite small snippets, smaller than a regular chapter, and the change in pace means that it's just so quick to read, and it's so intriguing that you just keep turning the pages.
What say?
So it's a very funny and very fast-paced book, and it does slip into farce on a number of occasions. I mean, this virtual agency and this mud slips and all sorts of strange things going on, but it's also got this deeper sort of melancholy undertone, which you can choose to ignore if you like, or you can explore it. And I think there's enough to enjoy in the book. So the humour and the quirkiness on the first level, but also it's something that you want to go back to and keep turning back to various sections because there's so much in it.
And you probably miss it first time
around.
That's
right, yeah. But it's great fun. It's a really good book.
Okay, Where Do You Go, Bernadette by Maria Semple, yeah? Is that how I pronounce it?